First up today, we're hitching a ride with a U.S. military convoy as it makes its way out of Iraq. At one point, there were more than 150,000 U.S. troops serving in the Middle Eastern nation. By the end of this month, there will be less than 200. Martin Savage discovered that for the ones who are leaving, the journey out of Iraq could be the most dangerous one they make there.
2:30 a.m., and the convoy comes to life in the dark, bitter cold. Despite the time and temperature, these soldiers of the 82nd Airborne are in a good mood. This trip will mean their war is almost over.
Hey, scouts over here.
The trip has taken 6 weeks to prepare, mainly because of security. Convoys are tempting targets, especially for IEDs. To counter them, the U.S. military began using MRAPs, mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicles. Steel monsters weighing several tons, a gunner on top.
Let's go get the truck!
Looking like snowplows, trucks with massive rollers designed to detonate mines lead the way. Once on the Iraqi highway, the soldiers are now the most vulnerable they have been during their entire deployment.
Wicked 5-4, Dogcat 1, radio check over.
Helicopters providing cover from the air, check in. If there's going to be trouble, convoy leaders believe it will be in and around Baghdad. But instead, the only thing the convoy meets is the rising sun. The drive drags on and on. The MRAPs are so packed with bodies and gear, it's hard to find a spot to rest your feet. The air conditioning is kept near freezing, so the soldiers remain alert. Ben?
Bravo Company just called up that they may have received small arms fire in vicinity of the rest stop.
Some lead vehicles have come under fire at a place where the convoy planned to take a break. The rest of the MRAPs bypass the problem, opting instead to stop later at the side of the road.
We're making sure everyone has a chance to trade out their drivers, trade out their gunners, and basically just make sure people have a chance to stretch out their legs.
Eventually, we make it to Camp Hatter. It's been a grinding 10 hours at an average speed of just 13 kilometers or 20 miles an hour. Here, the convoy will spend the night.
What does that mean for you?
That means one step closer to home, hopefully, if everything goes to plan.
See if you can ID me. I'm a U.S. state, but I used to be an independent kingdom. I'm a popular tourist destination, and I'm home to around 1.3 million people. I'm the most recent state to join the Union. I'm Hawaii, and my islands are actually the tops of underwater volcanoes.
Now, some of those volcanoes are still active. Kilauea has been erupting since 1983, and it's not just blowing smoke. Lava is flowing out of the volcano and making its way toward the ocean. That means it's moving across land, and in this case, through a subdivision, or rather what's left of a subdivision. Incredible video we have for you here. The lava has been flowing through the Royal Gardens neighborhood. Most of the folks who live there have left by now. There was still one person staying in his house, but not anymore. The homeowner was rescued by helicopter this week after he was cut off by this lava flow.